Change doesn't wait. Sometimes it storms in, sometimes it creeps quietly, unfolding in ways we notice later. It stirs in boardrooms, classrooms, streets, and communities, wherever people act with purpose. What moves you? A vision? A challenge? A belief in business as a force for good? And what holds you back? External factors or limiting beliefs? I'm Gary Watts, and this is Moved, the podcast of 289 people inspiring change. I'll be speaking with people exploring what first moved them, what they've achieved, and the challenges they've had to overcome, both outside and within. Each episode is about human performance, leadership, sustainability, doing the work that matters, and the moments that change everything. This is Moved. So here we are. It's a few days now before the Move podcast launches, and I'm sat here looking to put across into a few words why I'm doing this and what I hope to achieve through this podcast. So you'll be listening to this as episode zero, and it really is in many ways the beginning of what I hope will be a really interesting journey. I created a business earlier this year known as Obstacle, which is about coaching and consulting for people and organizations. And when I started that business, the intention that I had, or the vision that I had, was don't just work with on anything, really try to work on things that are really meaningful and impactful, because I've worked with many organizations where the meaning is really strongly there. And for me, it's at that moment, if you're lucky enough, it's in those moments where, as well as working with great teams and doing interesting projects, when there's real meaning behind it, those are the things that stand out for me. So I spent some time at the beginning of the year thinking about, okay, this is quite generic in terms of saying impact and meaningful work. How can I frame it better? And it was when I attended a talk on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that it reminded me just how powerful that framework is. It's quite old now. It's 10 years old since those launched. But it reminded me just how powerful those are. 17 global goals that are quite holistic and encompassing on so many facets of the world. And it occurred to me that wouldn't it be great to have a coaching business or a consulting business that aims to work with people or clients that are making a difference in some way on those, whether they know it or not. And that can be global as their global goals, but it can also be at a national level, it can be local. That was the idea behind the business. And then it occurred to me that wouldn't it be great to actually bring this alive more in a vision? And so if there are 17 goals, why not aim to have 17 clients in each of those goals? And why not try and do that over 17 years so it becomes almost your life's work, a bit of a moonshot project? And that would be 289 clients or organizations, people you coach, organizations you work with, go on a bit of a journey. It will be really interesting where that might go. Probably quite hard to achieve it, but that would be quite fun and really engaging work. And maybe other people might like to get involved with that. But it's not lost on me that that's not necessarily easy to do. It would be fun to try and might happen. But whilst not necessarily everyone or every client will maybe work with us and be a client of Obstacle as such, you might not work with them, but you can talk with them. So I realize it's a lot easier to actually go on that journey of speaking to people that are doing the really interesting work, that have done things in the past, that are looking to do things in the future, that are doing things now. And so the 289 conversations idea that I've had is born out of that, and that is what I hope Moved is going to be. I set the date to launch of this Saturday, September the 27th, 2025, because it's 10 years to the day that there was a UN summit in New York City. It was the end of a two-day summit event, actually, where the UN SDGs were launched for the first time. They're obviously 10 years in now, with five more years to go. And that felt really poignant to me to actually launch it on that day, that it's their 10-year anniversary. Many would say that their day in some ways has passed. The metrics, many of which are not going to be achieved, whereas there used to be global consensus. Now there's probably more headwinds, but still it felt poignant to me that let's aim for that date. And as much as there's not as much global consensus behind them now, and actually some of those changes are hard, maybe some of the metrics are too detailed in some ways, but the global goals for me, the 17 goals, are really powerful. They're beautiful for me. And I think something special was done when they were put together. I see it as almost a work of art. And the people doing really impactful work are not just people that maybe are aligned with the UN SDGs. There are other frameworks available. There are people doing good things based on their own vision. So it's not exclusively about speaking with people aligned with those global goals, but some people that we speak to will be aligned with them, and then we'll speak to others doing impactful work in different ways. And it will be a bit of a journey. I'm not exactly sure where it will go, but I'm looking forward to the range of people we might speak with. Already, as I record this episode zero, we've done three conversations with three really interesting people, and they're the first three of the 289. I will have an occasional co-host, Michelle Noor. We've already done an episode together, and I'm really looking forward to her joining me as well as we co-host some of the episodes. And in fact, she did an interview of me, which will be coming out soon. And so the journey begins. 289 conversations. People moved to make a difference. People moved by making an impact. And hopefully some people will be moved by the podcast. Let's see. The podcast will be exploratory. It will be factual based on different people's perspective. On another level, it will be emotional, because this is about being moved by good work, but being moved as well in terms of sometimes there are, as much as external challenges, internal challenges you need to overcome in terms of your mindset, your beliefs, what you might believe you can or can't do. Sometimes there are ingrained habits that stop us from achieving our best. So we will be getting into the characters and the people as much as the stories of the impactful work that they're doing, is the intention. So that is it. I hope listeners enjoy the podcast. I'm going to enjoy starting it and having those conversations. And I wanted to finish by paraphrasing the words of Al Pacino that I saw were used in a UN SDG campaign a few years ago now. And that is, the world has an epic plan. And right now, we're not where we need to be. We can stay where we are, or we can work our way forward, inch by inch, step by step, partnership by partnership, together. That's what Moved is about. I'm not exactly sure where it will go, but I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Moved. If it sparks something for you, subscribe and share it with someone who's looking to make a difference. I'm Gary Watts, and I'll see you next time as we explore what moves people and ideas forward.